A series of shiurim on mechitza. Just a couple of more points. First, look at the bottom, the back page. Is the Yam Shel Shlomo. So the Yam Shel Shlomo, that's the Marshal. He writes, "Gam b'sefer Chasidim kosov shein levarach shasimcha b'mono." He says, "Vani agever asher ro oni on me shekama kilkulim ba'u mizeh." He says that he himself has witnessed that there's been some kilkulim, some negativity that has been came about through the idea that there were men and women in close proximity in the same room. But he writes, "Mikomokom minig yofek shemivarchim birchas chasanim dainu kol hashem brachos shemolichim." He said, you know, like you've been in a Hasidic wedding, so the chas and the kala also are not sitting together. Right. It's not only that there's no mixing, but the chas and the kala are not sitting together at the chasana. So he says, but he thinks that for the Sheva Brachas, when they're saying Sheva Brachas at the meal, then they should bring the Kala over. For the Sheva Brachas. And then he continues, and he says that Mikomokom minag yofek, shemavarchim birkas chasadim dainikol ha-Sheva Brachas, shemolichim ha-Kala v'mokom ha-Chosin. Design brachas al ikar hazivuk v'chibor niskina. That Sheva brachas is on the chibor. Him came royal levarach al shneim. So you should bring her over because it's relevant for both of them. Aval birkas hashabor alo nogu ludaktik. But the bracha of Asher Bora, they weren't knowing what to bring her over. Meaning, if some hold that you didn't need a minion for that, so therefore they would bench and just say Asher Bora, but they wouldn't have to bring over the kala. Afilu she'enosim sham sudul kala gon toch zayin mei mishter she'osim hakruim sudul chosim luchud afilu hachim bracha Asher Bora. He says, "Afilu she'ein osim shum suda l'kala, she'osim hakruim suda l'chasim l'chud." I don't know, where was the kala? Sleeping, I don't know. So they're making the suda for the chasen alone during the Zayin Yimei Mishnah, and you can make Asher Bora. It's okay. So he says you don't even. The Yam Shel Shlomo says you don't even need the kala. It's just the chasen. He says, because the Iker Bracha is on the Simchas Chasen. What's his Raya? Because if a woman is lost her husband, and now she remarries to somebody who was never married before, so he's a Bachar and she's an Almana. So what? You'll have Sheva Brachas. Even though it's not... From her perspective, there shouldn't be, because she's an almana. But from his perspective, he's getting married for the first time. So you see that it's enough that it's a simcha for the chassan to have the... So therefore, he says, you can make it's a funny type of thing. We don't do such a thing. You make shavu brachas just for the chassan. I mean... Yeah, let's get... Give me the Ebenezer. Give me an Ebenezer. Give me an Ebenezer, we'll see. Which one is this? I don't know. Well, where does it go? Yeah, okay. Yeah. Right, so Shulchan Aruch it says that if it's an almon shenos almana, only Yom Rishon Bilvah. In Bochus shenos almana, almon shenos b'sula, Bochum kol Zayin. So Matt is asking. But it works both ways, as long as it's new for both of them. So what does he mean to say so you should say you can make it. So what Matt is asking, you should be able to say Sheva Brachas even for the Kalav. So why is he only saying only for the Chassan? So he says we have to look. Simon, do we have a Yam Shal Shlomo here in the base bench? He says to look at Simon Yud Beis. I don't know if we have one here. What? Birkas Kasanim. Yeah, that's an interesting point. It's called Birkas Kasanim. But the question is, we have to see. Maybe does the Yam Shel Shlomo argue with his din? That's what we have to see. Right. If he argues with the din, then Ezra. Well, you need to get married.
Yeah.
You need to get married. But the question is, does she have to be there? On Ksubas. Well, you have it? Ooh.
Okay,
give him a cigar. Give him a cigar. Okay, let's see. Let's see what he says. He says, he goes through the whole Gemara. Welcome to the other kind that's Rishon Shal Mara Lebocher Gimel Simcha Zayin Lebracha. Aba Mara Lo Almon Ein Yochel Varech Yosim Yom Echad Shem Chazunim. Fecha shenosa b'yom. Shloch shel bachor, he says, hey mashul hedya, shafil bachor. Omada shenos lebachor v'rochim kol zayin. Pecha shenos is la'alman. He says, chedas ha'rosh ha'atur. Talmana shenasu lebachor mevarchim kol zayin. Right? Then chiyav v'simcha al gimiyomim. V'hecha shenises la'alman yomecha lebracha. V'gimel l'simcha. V'asvarno says v'shem da bracha hi yikar al simchas libo shal chasim. V'shevachi bachor shal onosu adayin iz le'simcha tfei mevarchim kol shiva. Fil nasa almana. V'alman kevin shekarnosu gam hi eina besula shen And the Ran says, right, Talmud Shanishal Yom Echad, Vagim Usimcha, Vamon al Bachor, Zayin al Bracha Usimcha. Yeah, that's the famous Ran. Cover Talmud Chil Bazem Bachor, Vazem Lam, Mashm the Chad Shinuihu. Because Mokam Lo Yosha Beinai, Nevarach, Vergatheish, Mashkim Lachto, Vifil Basula, Vahechat Shapasak Mismoch. So he called Zaini May Mishta. Stop him working because Kazan of Oliv was second, Rechbus Lanon, the coast below Suda Simcha. Shalmana Labachur, yeah, the Vada of Machavim was smoking by Ragimel Yom. He wrote to smoke Yosef was just beyond what Shiva, Yochel Var called Zai. Like Brahu in Yochel Var Yosef Yomechad. Pekha Shanisa's Biyom Vav, yeah. Yeah, it doesn't, it's not sure that, like you said, so he would hold that way also. Unless you say that, he's just saying, he's not. He says the ikar simcha is for the chasim. Ikar bracha or simchas chasim is kena. Amara the boy yochiach. And you have a gemara ksubas for me? Give me just a gemara ksubas. Yeah, so, but Lamaisa, so that's what he's saying. No, no, no. But he's saying that the Iker really is for the Simchas Chasson, so therefore, the Brachas you can make even if the Kal is not there. That's what the Yamshal Shalom is saying. Chayim never toast it to the L. Yeah. Okay, but the point being, In other words, what if the chasim would be there? Would he? I don't know. It should work both ways. But he's saying the ikur is for the. Yeah.
Okay. So what will be the hakobe? Is it the suga who marries an alma? Is there 7 days or 1 day?
Well, the Shulchan Aruch says 7 days. And I think he would agree with him also. So. But he's saying the ikur is for the ikur of the bracha is that. Doesn't mean that it doesn't exist the other way. He's saying that. Yeah. Okay. A couple of things. Rav Aaron Cutler has a tshuva here on page 13. I quoted this to you before. He says that he doesn't think. We start off saying that there's the Rambam in the Perish Mishnayis, and there's the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah. One in the Perish Mishnayis, he speaks about Tzistaklus, and the Mishnah Torah says it's Arvus. So he thinks, so some people say it's Machokes. It says, Agav Ayish, Ancient Plukta, the Chazar, Bechiba, Rambam, the Perish Mishnayis. Lo Shalo Yisharva, Lo Yisstaklu, Vada Hakol, Bechlal, Tarubis. He thinks looking and mingling is all Tarubis. All taruvus. Lo yehu who love the first b'torah. The liba ve'ena trace the suri dechet. He says if you can really see, he doesn't think there's anything more about. He thinks it's all included. If you could see, that's also. Rav Moshe said this big kiddush. You know, to try to say that you could split the two. Rav Aaron Cutler thought there's no splitting. It's like the Sama Rebbe. A chumrah that if you could see, then it's a problem. Even though they're up in the balcony, but if you could see them, so that's a harvest too. It's harvest, you know. Rav Moshe was the one who made this chiluk. And that became. I don't think it's because of Rav Moshe. People did it before. He was trying to malamed tzchus. It wasn't that they, you know, everyone was waiting for him. And if he would have come out in the chumrah, they would have put the mechitzas up to the ceiling. I don't think that's the case. It's that the situation probably predated the tshuva. You understand? That's what Rav Aaron says. So those that are, I remember when I was out of town someplace, you know, so the fellow was there, was, you know, Dafka wouldn't daven a certain shul, it was a mechitza, but it was in a mechitza that there was no istaklus. And this was it, yeah. Then there's a tshuva here from the Lev Avram. Lev Avram Choshev Talmud Chacham, he passed away. So he says so he wants to say a chiddush here on page 18. He says onnam Nira Shadin Isra Taruvas Hanilmad Meagmar Hainadavkabim and Asafim Kovim Hatzmam Leza Dover. In other words, if you make a prearranged thing, like we're having a prearranged gathering, we're inviting everyone to come 8 o'clock, 8 p.m., so it's a prearranged gathering. He says, whenever there's a prearranged gathering, you have to have men, you can't have mixed seating. He says, remember like the Chasam Sofer said that it's a din in shul, it's a din in hesped, leave a boy. He says, all prearranged gatherings. But he says, if you're going on the train, or subway, so of course, it's mixed. Right? But Einshim Dover Shiyachel, they're not coming together for one, there's no, you know, common thread. I mean, they all try to get where they're trying to get to, but they're not coming together as a unit, as a gathering. So Mamela, since they're not getting, coming together as a unit as a gathering, so he says, so then you're allowed to go. You're allowed to travel on the train. You're allowed to travel on the train. What? Well, you mean a Shabbos meal? A Shabbos meal, if you have... I don't know. What would he say about a regular Shabbos meal? I don't know. So, but he telling us, I don't know what he, I can't say for sure. But there was big gatherings that are prearranged. He feels for sure there has to be separate seating, I guess a mechitza, etc. And he, or at least for sure separate seating, because that's, it's all learned out from the Hesped. So Pasha, he wants to say, we saw, the Chasam Sofer said maybe Hesped is different because you have Kavara Salev, it's something Moshe Chasalev, so it's like davening. He's saying, no, he doesn't think it's a din in Hesped per se. The common thread of Hesped is it's a prearranged gathering. That's what he's saying. So, of course, that would mean a wedding, that would mean a lecture, a drasha, but at least separate seating. I mean, you could kind of like the Bnei Barim said, that even by the Hesped in Zechariah, there wasn't Mechitza, it was just separate. So at least separate, they say. Yeah, so he says, he's from Muncie. So he says that, yeah, of course, if you're able to, Vada Yemesh Eitzel Limanam Azeh, Hava Mechali, you know, he writes that in the packet, is it? You see, if you have a firm bus, so you're in charge of the, you could do it that way. But if you're not in charge of the MTA, you know, the transit authority, so you can't do it. So then, and then to say you can't take the bus, you can't take the subway, in other words, there's a concept of, is there a derech achrina or is there not a derech achrina? So he says that if, whenever there's a way out, in a chanami, it's not the best thing, but there's no way out, so you're not mechuyev. Right. Right. So that's maybe he did that too. I don't know. Without a mechitza, right. Yeah, never table. But at least it's something similar to the Pasuk in Zechariah. Okay, Rabosei, you know, I'm sure there's more to talk about, but I try to do the best that we can to, now we can go back to Sukkah and, next week, Bez Hashem, and then we're gonna have Purim Shiurim. And then, Bez Hashem, after Purim, we should go back to, we should do Chazara. And then, we'll do probably more Sukkah, more Pesach. If there's any in particular topics about Pesach that you're interested in, please let me know, and I'll definitely, you know, certain halakhic issues that you're always wondering about and you never got to do inside or something like that. So let me know, and I'll definitely take it into consideration when we discuss what we should do, which topics of Pesach you'd like to do. Okay, we'll have a 2-minute break.